This is Tall Tale TV, your podcast for sci-fi and fantasy short stories.
Return Visitors by Daniel Charles Wilde. When China landed the first manned spaceship on Mars, humanity was immediately contacted by aliens. Formerly concealed by dark matter, it turned out that space was filled with intelligent life that had been eagerly waiting to meet us. First contact was initiated through radio and television, and was in all languages. The announcement stated that now that we were an interplanetary species, we had earned the right to be contacted by the multitude of alien species that had been observing humanity for tens of thousands of years. They said that they were so happy to have seen us progress to this point, and that they were thrilled to welcome us into the larger community of intelligent life. Over the next few years, Earth was besieged by tourists from space. They were in a hallucinatory parade of figures of all shapes and sizes, ranging from the microscopic to the towering. They came bearing gifts, technology, medical breakthroughs, and seemed to only want one thing: to talk to a human, any human, about any and every aspect of our lives. Initially fearful and skeptical, our predominant feelings towards the visitors gradually gave way to one of bemused flattery. While we were interested in their cultures, biology, and technology, they seemed to be interested in us as individuals. Over and over again, we were told how special and unique we were, and how long they had waited to meet us. I was fascinated by the aliens as well. And when the first visiting centers where humans and aliens could meet were opened, I volunteered to be a liaison. I got to serve as a type of tour guide and intermediary between the visiting humans and the visitors beyond the stars. Over my time working there, I even got to know some of the aliens personally. One, a creature who charmingly referred to himself as Jumble, took a personal interest in me and my life. Jumble looked like a 3-foot-tall, fuzzy octopus with nearly comically enlarged eye gear and a breathing apparatus. Despite his odd appearance, over time, the two of us became close friends, perhaps best friends. He seemed to love and appreciate me unconditionally, and seemed anxious to help me in any way he could. For example, when learning of a rare medical condition my family was genetically prone to, he provided me with a cure that I passed along to my doctor to share with the larger medical community. These sorts of information transfers were common. The aliens seemed eager to assist us in any way possible, but with one glaring exception. They offered us no advice on spacefaring technology. They said that was the responsibility of every species to develop on their own. Over time, this became a bone of contention. A segment of society grew angry that while aliens were more than happy to visit Earth, they refused to open the larger universe up to us. The anger grew, and predictably exploded into violence. The visiting center I worked at was bombed and partially destroyed. I wasn't scheduled to work that day, but received the news of the attack and an urgent message. Jumble was badly hurt, wouldn't have long to live, and that he desperately wanted to see me one last time. I rushed to the visiting center. When I arrived, Jumble was in terrible condition. He was badly burned. Half of his limbs had been crushed, and his eye gear had been smashed, nearly blinding him. I sat beside his medical bed, crying, and held on to the tip of one of his tentacles. The texture was similar to a warm peach, and I could feel that it was trembling. He was still able to communicate, though. His voice, through the translation device, quivered and squealed with feedback. It was a sound I knew denoted strong emotion. He told me the aliens understood, and that they weren't angry at all. They wouldn't hold humanity accountable for the actions of a few angry members of our species. They had been watching us a long time, and weren't terribly surprised this happened. In fact, Jumble said that he'd even return personally in another body. This was one of the first references I, or anyone from Earth as far as I knew, had heard about the aliens' beliefs about the afterlife. It was a subject they usually seemed uncomfortable talking about. Understandably curious, I probed deeper. "Are you an avatar of some kind?" I asked. "If so, what does your real body look like, and where are you?" Jumble's translator made a slight squeal and a popping sound, sounds I attributed to denoting both sadness and amusement.
"No, this was the body I was born into, but my essence, my personality, will be reborn on my home planet. This will happen to all the alien visitors destroyed today. It's happened thousands of times in the past. It'll just take a while for me to return to Earth, and I'll never see you again. I have grown to care about you, and I am deeply distressed by that."
The statement ended with a low, prolonged squeal that I knew denoted intense grief. I struggled to understand what he was saying. Jumble seemed to be implying that not only would he be reincarnated, but that he'd remember his previous life and even return to Earth at some point in the future. "Jumble, you're saying that you have proof of the afterlife and reincarnation?" I said, my voice shaking with joy and emotion. "That's amazing news! That means we can see each other again. Just find me, my reincarnation, and remind me of our friendship." Jumble's tentacle squeezed my hand tightly. Through the sound of the breathing apparatus, I could hear his breathing start to hitch and fade. With the last of his strength, this is what he told me, and his words were accompanied by a low squeal from the translation device.
"No, that's impossible. Humans don't survive death and aren't reborn. You're the only intelligent species that doesn't. That's why you are all so fascinating to us. Each of you is so unique and special. You live once, for a short period of time, and never return again. That's why I am so sad, my friend. I will miss you."
Daniel Charles Wilde, otherwise known on Reddit's writing forums as user Because I Said So Too, is a longtime contributor to Tall Tale TV. The short story, Return Visitors, is one of the many wild tales included in his brand new short story collection, Stories for Imaginary Friends. If you would like to purchase the book from Amazon, listen to his other Tall Tale TV stories, or read his fiction on Reddit, please check the links in the description. Hey guys, if there is one thing Daniel Wilde is really good at, it is extremely high-concept stories with a morbid twist. Obviously not all of them, but enough to where I'm seeing a bit of a trend. If you'd like to see what I'm talking about, definitely pick up his book, and also you can listen to all of his other stories on the channel, most of which are attributed to his Reddit tag, Because I Said So Too. And before you take off, if you haven't already, make sure to subscribe. I'm Chris Herron, and that's it for today's Tall Tale TV.